Does Jesus only talk to Christians? Real Life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Sam Daniels, who was on our previous show, who was a devout Muslim until Jesus appeared to him.
I think that we're hearing that more and more as the days go by, that Jesus is actually appearing to people, either in dreams or physically, and we're hearing these stories, and it's so amazing.
Well, I used to think that people would only have those visions or those encounters only if they really wanted to, like almost like, you know, like you're so thirsty in the desert and then you begin to see water because you wanted to see water. You know what I mean? And I always used to think that about religious faith until I became a Christian and I started documenting and finding out that people from other faiths actually encounter Jesus. And, you know, we think like, well, you know, is that real or is it not? Is it something that's really even documented in the Bible? Well, it actually is. You know, I remember in Acts chapter 9, verses 3, there's a guy named Saul, and he was persecuting Christians. But it said that in verses 3, it says, as he journeyed and he came near Damascus, suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Like Jesus, out of nowhere, shows up to this guy, Saul. And Saul becomes a devout believer in Jesus Christ and becomes like just a full-on Christian, you know, when he was so against Christianity or the way at that time. So I'm so encouraged to know that this Jesus whom we're talking about is real and shows up to people out of nowhere. And Muslims, you know, all other different faiths all over the place. It's amazing.
And I think what's interesting about Saul is that he really had a heart after God. He was killing Christians because he thought his way was the right way.
That's right.
And so his heart was for God. And then he was like so shocked, like, wow, I can't believe Jesus is the way.
Yeah.
And he can do that for you. Call out to Jesus and he will show you the truth. Stay tuned for Sam Daniels after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Saigon Bowl Restaurant and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Saigon Bowl offers the best of Vietnam right here in Denver, Colorado. Winning awards from Yelp, Urban Spoon, and TripAdvisor, Saigon Bowl is sure to please with authentic Vietnamese pho, noodle bowls, seafood dishes, and other fine Asian cuisine. Just Google them as Saigon Bowl Denver or call them at 303-935-2427. That's 303-935-2427.
We are excited to announce our new book, Evidence, that will inspire you with real stories of people who encountered God. In a world where there are so many bad things happening, some wonder, is there a God? If there is a God, why does he allow bad things to happen? These people either didn't believe in God or turned from him and looked for help in everything but God until they had an encounter of their own that changed their lives. Order your copy of Evidence today at www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Light, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Light.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us once again is Sam Daniels, and he was a follower of the Muslim faith for 50 years.
Wow.
He ended up having shingles in his eye, and something terrible happened to him.
What was really just so interesting in hearing his story is that the shingles was entering into his eye, and it moved back, and the infection started hitting his brain. So much so that it started shutting down his organs, the portions, you know, obviously where the brain was controlling the organs, he was having that shutdown. So the doctor's like, oh my gosh, if we even have time, it was like an emergency situation. He was in extreme pain and it was basically to the point where he was either going to die or they were going to induce a coma. And he was at the point where he was praying to Allah to take him.
Yeah. And so as he prays to Allah to take him, he starts to realize, wow, my wife is a Christian and I need her to come to know Allah so she can go to heaven.
Right.
And he was very faith-filled when it came to his belief in Allah. And we're going to hear more about what happened in his moment of life and death in the hospital. So let's welcome back to the show. Sam, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Well, when I was on my bed, which I, at the time, I believed it was the last moments of where I would be on earth, and I was praying for Allah to take me, I felt a hand touching my heart, and a reassuring voice said, you're not done here yet. I have so much work for you to do. Now, for a split second, I thought, I must be dead. I must be on the other side. Now I just got here. You put me to work immediately? There must be a break somewhere. And I said, and who are you? He said, I'm Yeshua, the Messiah.
Wow.
And I thought, which one? He said, the only one. I'm Yeshua, Messiah of Nazareth, the one that came in the flesh, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. I am that I am.
Wow.
My mind was going like 500 miles a second. You've got the zip code wrong here because I'm a Muslim guy.
Right.
Where is Muhammad in all of this? So the first thing out of my mouth, I said, you know, it's great. But in the Quran in chapter 4, 157, it said, you were not killed, you were not crucified. It was made to believe. What kind of an aloof creator will give you deity and take it away 600 years later? Why would such a thing ever happen?
Mm.
And you were the Word of God, you were the Ruh al-Qudus, which is the Holy Spirit. You were the Word of creation, which makes you elevated to the level of God. Why did he take it away? Why did Allah take it away from you? He said, God never took anything away from me. Allah is a different story.
Wow.
And then he explained to me his deity, why he had to die on the cross for you and me, for all mankind, for all creation. He said, you know, you will understand, being from the Eastern culture, that you atone twice a year, you slaughter lamb and all of this, and the bigger the covenant, the more you slaughter.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yes, that's correct. He said, so therefore there has to be an end for the wrath of God, and I was his lamb. And my bloodshed was the one and final sacrifice ever needed for all mankind, for all your sins, past, present, and future.
Amazing.
I declared him my Lord and Savior then.
Uh-huh.
When we started our conversation, it was just after midnight. It was light when he left my room.
Wow.
Now, by the morning, I was sitting up. I was not laying down in bed anymore. While at night when we started, I was hardly even able to lift my head. I remember when the team of nephrologists and everybody, you could paint them on a wallpaper. They covered the wall in the room, wall to wall. And they were looking at me like I have three or four heads. And they, are you okay? And I said, yes, I'm fine, actually. I'm just extremely hungry, extremely tired. And 2 days later, I left out of the hospital on my own 2 feet.
What a miracle.
No medicine, nothing. I asked the doctor, who's an atheist, I said, did you miss anything? Because you haven't given me any medicine. All my organs are working. Everything is working. He said, I don't know. We may have missed something. I said, do you think maybe you've missed a miracle? Just on the off chance? He said, well, I don't believe in miracle. I believe in medicine. I said, but medicine promised me I was going to be dead by the morning.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And Jesus Christ promised me life, and I'm alive.
Wow.
But then when I left, I had so much homework to do because I couldn't just tell my wife, honey, by the way, I'm Christian now. As happy as she would be, I was so fearful of what if I am wrong. Having experienced his miracle, having experienced his touch, his voice, his breath over me, everything, the miracle in me being alive, I was still afraid to the bone of what can Allah do to me.
Right.
So when I left, I had the homework to do. I went back to the drawing board and I started researching. Everything he told me panned out. And I thought, wow, let's check what Islam has to offer. So I started checking into the Quran. And that's when I came. It's an open can of worms that opened up. All my fear, all my feeling when I was a child of anxiety that things didn't add up. Suddenly, I lost my physical eye in the left eye, but God gave me spiritual eyes. Because for the first time, I opened the Quran and I look at it, and it highlighted itself to me in ways I never thought anybody can ever do. It highlighted itself in a way that when I started researching it, all the contradiction in the Quran did not make sense.
Yeah.
Then when I researched how the Quran came about, that was another eye-opener.
Right.
So now my fear of it's all deception, it's all a lie, I was so crushed spiritually. And I started researching the Bible and reading it more, and God gave me a photographic memory. So I read one thing once or twice, and it stuck in my memory. And I started researching in one eye, and I had my wife and everybody I know researching and finding things for me. So I went to an extreme crash course of Bible study every day, about 8 hours to 10 hours, for over a year.
Wow.
While doing that, I found the discrepancies in the Quran, where in 547 it says, judge the people of the book according to the book. So I cannot judge a Christian as a Muslim and say Sharia law says this. Sharia law doesn't exist for them.
Right.
I have to judge them according to their book. in 1094, O Muhammad, if you're in doubt of what we have revealed to you, check with the revelation before you. But then you ask a Muslim about anything about the Bible, they tell you, and I used to do this, but the Bible is corrupt because it has been changed. Well, the Quran has been corrupt. It's been corrupted. It wasn't written at the time of Muhammad, which most Muslims think. It was written 20 years after by the third Khalifa Uthman. He made five copies and burnt the original. There's your first flag.
Wow, my gosh, I didn't know that.
And the Arabic language, as we see it today in the Quran, is not the same as it was when it first originated.
Wow.
So my research led me to that. And I tried Chrislam as well, and Chrislam doesn't work. This common religion of everybody believes in God and all of this. Right. Allah and God could not be more different, regardless what we try. They are so far apart. Because in the Quran, the author of the Quran said about himself in chapter 830, I deceived, they deceived, and I'm the best of deceiver. The Bible tells us in the book of John 10:10, Satan came to lie, deceive, and destroy. I came to give you life and give you life more abundantly.
So all of these insights were just pouring into your life. Actually, you had some more encounters with Jesus as you were searching and seeking. And so we're going to find out how things in your life changed after this dramatic experience of being on your deathbed. Now you have this encounter with Jesus. You're finding out all this information. So we're going to have you back on our next show to find out the rest of the story. Thank you so much for sharing your testimony with us, Sam. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You know, what I love about Sam Daniels is he doesn't just like, oh yeah, I believe it. Like, he really does his research. And I like that. As a molecular biologist, I'm the same way. And what I love is in his very detailed research, what he found about what he believed before. And he was honest with himself enough to say, oh my gosh, maybe this isn't true. And he researched so much and he's finding that the Bible is true. And this is amazing because I remember talking to him before, and he was saying that if anyone would have told him he was going to make this faith change, he would have laughed. And here he is today because of this encounter with a real Jesus. And so someone's listening right now, and maybe you're not of the same background that he was, but there's some type of background that you are. And maybe you're like questioning sometimes, like, you know, what I believe, it doesn't quite make sense. It's not full circle. If that's you, I'm going to ask you to pray because Jesus the Christ will reveal himself to you as he revealed himself to Sam. So Father God, we're just praying right now, Lord God, as we look back into what we believe, help us to know, to believe the right things, because believing the right things will get us to the right places. So Lord Jesus, we just right now ask you to reveal your truth to all of us who are listening. Reveal your truth to the deepest levels. We're asking for just revelation to be opened in our minds and our hearts. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' mighty name. Can't wait to hear the next show for Sam. In Jesus' name.
Yeah, and if you're wondering, Jesus, if you're the way, just call out and ask him, and he will reveal himself to you. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.